you must be thrilled and honoured by the award.
Yes, definitely. It's always good to be recognised, especially by the users of the race course as well. It's a good honour, and it's good for all the team and everyone involved with York Race Course.
Every year seems to be a challenge, but this has been obviously a very different challenge. A, because a sense of normality has returned, but B, we ain't seen those temperatures more very often, have we?
No, it's every year does spring up a different challenge, and you know, normally we're talking about drainage, where this year we're talking about putting water on. But with the water and irrigation system that we have around the race course, it's that's come up to the front, and that has been, you know, that's been the perfect tool to have, and what we do, as well as using other materials and that, to keep it as stress-free as possible, and we've managed to do that.
Has that been the most challenging year of your career, simply from that point of view, in terms of, because you know the numbers were unprecedented, weren't they?
Yeah, the stress-free. I think each one has its own challenge, and each one we seem to be able to get over it. And the climate and the ever-changing climate gives you a challenge every year, and that's getting even more so, as we've seen yesterday with 8 mil in 55 minutes, and just the way that comes down, and how well that the tracks took that, as well as the over the season, the drought, and keeping on top of that.
And the number of runners will please you.
Yeah, isn't it, groundsman? Yeah, more runners means more damage in my book. But it's testimony to the track and how the track reacts to it, that people still want to come here and run their horses on a racing service that we provide.
I mean, can you, in the midst of all the pressures that you're under, when Bayeed came to town, could you actually step back for 2 minutes and enjoy it like everybody else?
No, it's always after the because we're following the race as well. You don't really see anything as they go behind the back of the enclosures. So it's only when you come in the parade ring and you feel you that's where we see it, is the buzz after the race, and that was special. Similar to See the Stars and similar to Frankel, and obviously Bayeed to be in the same bracket as them two horses, then that speaks volumes.
And for you, I mean, and one of the things I know about you is you're a wonderful forward planner. So Saturday night we saw the last horse come down the Naismar, and we won't see another horse in earnest until next May, but the work goes on, and I presume even now you're thinking the winter and even going forward to, you know, what are the things that have got to be done before Dante 2023, is that right?
And I think that's the most pleasing part, as we've had this challenge in summer, is that we had the irrigation system in place. Now, over the last 15 years, each year this race course has carried on investing into the racing surface and areas around it. And it's for that. It's basically, there's 10, 15 years planning gone in, that we do drainage, which we're going to start on Monday. The canter down is going to be dug up, and we're going to have a new reconstruction and irrigation on the canter down, because that struggled without the irrigation system. So we are, we are forward thinking as a race course, that we're trying to stay ahead of the game. And if you can be proactive rather than reactive as best you can, I think that puts you in good stead.
And I mean, and finally on that, like everybody else, I mean, the thing is, you've got to plan, but we have good winters and we have bad winters, and so you want to be ahead of the game and not suddenly thinking in March, when we finally get away rid of 6 weeks of snow, we could have a problem here. Is that right?
It is, and it's a constant. We got to work with nature, and we got to work with the climate, and so as soon as you think, and I've said this before, as soon as you think you're on top of it, it kicks you up the backside and it reminds you who's boss.
Warm congratulations. And not only that, I know how much it means also to coming from your peers and from people involved in racing, because that is extra special, isn't it?
It is. It's testimony to everybody at the race course who assist us in providing the services that we do, because we can't do it alone.